Good afternoon, Rebecca. This is Kilo 7 Julia, uniform Mike from Seattle Central District. The name's Bert, not Mike. Yeah, recovery. Yeah, had some bladder surgery almost a week ago, Wednesday. Took a while to recover from that. It's cancer. No new news, but more tumors. But we're still going to go ahead with immunotherapy in about 4 weeks. And still T1, so we've got hope. So that's a good thing. And certainly have marked on my calendar, because I overheard Jack talking about getting a spot for us for our picnic. Let's see, I've got to take and put in my passcode, which I changed to the one that my wife knows. There's something to do before you take and have surgery, changing all your passwords so your wife can get into it in case something happens. Just a word to the wise, nothing happens, but there's a lot of stuff that you have to do to make sure that everything's available if the unthinkable should happen, so that everything can be taken care of when you're long gone. The happy thing is that not only is it St. Patrick's Day, but we've got a date in July for our picnic. I know there will be an official announcement. Of course, I'd like to jump the gun here. So just looking ahead to that, I guess it's the 26th. Jack will have more information. But I'm all excited about that, because I'm thinking that's definitely a date I can do. I should be all done my immunotherapy treatment by June. And I won't be going up. I'll try to make it. How about that? I'm trying to get everything to, like, work at home. Newsflash, I haven't really done a lot of work from home. Going to hand it back to you so that I can take and figure out how to connect my oscilloscope to my project. KK7J, you're running back to net.
Well, Bert, good luck with that oscilloscope. And, that's great. I'm glad you're excited about the picnic that's happening in July. And also, yes, absolutely. Everybody, have your, it doesn't have to be easily accessible, but it does have to be accessible for people to find passwords and bank accounts and retirement, all of that information. Somebody needs to know. Somebody needs to know that information. If you don't have your affairs in order, it's so important. One day we are all going to be long gone. And why not make it easier for the people that you leave behind to take care of your things? So yes, Bert has it right. Of course, have all of your passwords in one place. And they don't have to be easily accessible, but just so your person, your next in line, knows where everything is. That's good. Word to the wise. Well, thank you, Bert. It's good to hear from you, and I'm so glad that you are just moving forward. Moving forward, surgeries, immunotherapies, all of the things. And I look forward to seeing you and your donut tie, hopefully, fingers crossed, donut tie, yes, please, in July. 7-3 Bert. That was the end of that list. Let's start a new list. Call sign and name, RF, and internet.
WRN7WA.
Kilo Oscar 4. Kilo Lima November. Chuck. Kilo Oscar 4. Kilo Lima November. Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, got you on the list. And was someone doubling with Ryan?
Kilo Fox Shot 7, Alpha Zulu Victor. Alec.
Hey, Alec, got you on the list. More stations, please.
K9BDC, Brooks.
Hey, Brooks, I'm going to go ahead and draw a line there and get Brooks, get Brooks' report, because it sounds like he's mobile. K9BDC, KK7, IJZ.
Well, good afternoon there, Rebecca, and everyone on that. K9BDC, Brooks here. Thanks for letting me go. Let's see, mobile on 405 South here in, where am I at? Kirkland, it looks like. Leaving Woodinville, been out and about running around today. Countdown to baby, Rebecca. Countdown to baby. It could be any day now, you know. But I have a feeling that it will happen by next week. We're getting awfully close, and I know that Megan's getting ready. So, we're getting all the things in order. And so that's kind of the big thing here. Hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. That's the saying we're living by right now. So, with that, let's see. Looking forward to my mom's planning to come up on the 6th, and she's going to stay here with us a couple weeks. So that'll be fun. And then I found out that towards the end of the time, my mom's here. My sister's going to come visit with little baby Leela. So we're going to have all my family here. It'll be a lot of fun because then my great aunt is turning 80, and it sounds like we're all going to try to go to her 80th birthday party. And my cousin, I think her due date is next week, too. So there'll be all kinds of babies. All the babies, Rebecca. Anyway, there's my baby report. K9BDC, back tonight.
So secretly what I was thinking is that you were going to give a report like, we're on the way to the hospital. That's what I was thinking, because I know it's baby 30. And, that's so exciting. That's so many babies. And Leva's going to get to meet her new cousin. And there's going to be another baby and another baby. And it's just going to be baby. What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to come pick Megan up so she can get to have a baby break. Just joking. I'm going to have to come and pick that baby up. Give y'all a baby break. Just so everyone knows, I never for one second wanted to be a mom. But, woo! I love me a baby. Anyway, I'm so excited for you, Brooks. Can you tell? I'm so excited. Mobile safe out there, and, that's so much. That's so fun. That's so fun. Birthdays and babies and all of it. Birthdays in so many ways, right? 7388 Brooks, mobile safe out there. This is Rebecca KK7IJZ. You're listening to the PSRG New Net. Next on the list is N7WAA with a recheck. What's up, Brian?
All right, so I have another thing to add to the list. I believe Brooks and Megan are Thursday net controllers, so have it on a Thursday night, live from the delivery room. All-star. It's a wonderful tool. And there you go, Brooks. I had told them Uncle Rai-Rai is only a babysitter after they're self-sufficient and they can speak some of the English language, so that way I know what they want. So you can take care of the infant stages of babysitting. And I don't know who is coming up for some surgery, but if you or if anyone is in the Google ecosystem with your Android phone or your Chrome browser, they have passwords with an S. .google.com. So your significant other only needs to know your Google password, and then they can get in and have a spreadsheet of all of your passwords. So I'm sure Apple has something similar to that, but that's one thing I had to teach my dad, because he used to change his passwords like 3 times a month because he couldn't remember what it was. Even if it was 123 ABC, he would still forget it. But, BabyNet, live from the delivery room, passwords.google.com, and that is all. November 7, what an apple.
That's good information to know, Ryan. Yeah, I think that Bert had all of the information ready for his beautiful wife, Ophelia. But, that is good information to know. Thank you so much. And, I'm with your dad. I never remember my passwords. I've just started saving them in this huge document and just revising them. I don't know, all the time. But anyway, that's just me. I'm just one of those people. I like to call myself a borderline Luddite. 73 Ryan. Next on the list is K04KLN. Chuck. Chuck, please come ahead with your report.
K04KLN, Chuck out in Alabama. I heard some people talking about their squirrels and stuff like that. I think squirrels are really cool. And what you ought to do is look up squirrel obstacle course or squirrel maze on Google or on YouTube, and you will be amazed and laugh at all of the mazes that they put squirrels through. There's an engineer out there that he has tried to keep squirrels out of his bird feeder, and he's made almost a project out of it. And you'd be surprised how smart those little suckers are. So I know that has nothing to do with being able to pick up all your passwords and stuff like that for the people that you're leaving behind. But I just thought I'd throw that in. So if you want to laugh, look it up. K04KLN. Back to Nick.
You know what, Chuck? I love that video, too. I can't get enough. I've seen it so many times. And my favorite part is whenever he finds out that Fat Dust is actually pregnant. That's why Fat Dust is so fat. Oh, cracks me up. Anyway, I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Well, thank you so much, Chuck. And, yeah, thank you for your report. And no need to comment about the password situation, you know. We've all got to learn. And, yeah, you know, I guess the bottom line is that it just comes to a time when you just have to realize that you're going to die. And you need to make sure that whoever is next in line can, if there's ease in the transition. So it's not even in death. Maybe something happens and you can't do for yourself anymore. You just need to make it easy as possible for your next in line to be able to do stuff, have access to information and everything. Chuck, 73, have a beautiful time in Alabama. Next on the list is Alec in Tacoma, AZV, KF7AZV. Alec, please come ahead with your report. Alec, please come ahead with your report. Or not. Alec, if you come back, you can. But I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to do last call. Last call for this new net. Last call.
N3NPD. November 3. November. Tango Victor. David.
Hey, David. Got you on the list. More stations, please.
Well, a fine day to you there, lass. This is John, Kilo 9, Juliet Echo Bravo, on rainy, soggy, windy Camino Island with an in-and-out happy St. Patrick Stewart's Day.
And a mighty fine St. Patrick Stewart's Day to you too, John. K9JEB, I got your IO, 73. You're hilarious. I love it. From now on, forever and ever, happy St. Patrick's Day. Patrick Stewart Day to everybody, to one and all. More stations, please. Well, David, you're closing the net. N3NTV, please come ahead with your South Dakota report.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Dave, M3NTV, in Mobird, South Dakota, on the shores of the Muddy Mo. I posted some pictures on your Facebook page about the damage we had. It was Thursday night. My wife woke me up. I lost my HF tower. It literally bent in half, and then one antenna I might be able to salvage. I don't know. I'm going to try the other one. I was going to take it down anyway, but I'm going to try to do some cleanup tomorrow. Definitely two sections of tower have to be replaced, so this project might take a while. I have to order two sections of Rhone 25. When that gets here, then see if I can get some help putting it up. I donated my gin pole to a radio club down south, so that'll get hold of them, see if I can come grab it for a quick use. So hopefully we'll have that thing back up and running sometime late spring, early summer. But yeah, I never heard of my wife did. VHF tower is perfect, but the problem is I'm so far out in the middle of nowhere, I can't hit any repeaters, so it's strictly local use, and I got RF link. So other than that, not much going on here. We're enjoying some green beer, and I'll be watching hockey tonight. Got my Habs playing early. They're playing the Boston Bruins. And I was just checking the schedule at the Kraken are playing late, so get to watch two awesome games early and late. With that, we'll send it back to Matt. And everyone, enjoy your green beverages. M3NTV.
Well, David, thank you so much for your report. Enjoying green beverages. And I think that Gail and Hank were making cabbage, corned beef, and cabbage. Yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot going on today. That's fun. Well, have a good day, and thank you again for being my caboose for the day. And also thank you for all you do for Ham Radio. I know that you work hard with Dewdrop In and so many things. So many things. Not to mention, every once in a while, you're the number one elf. 7-3, David. Have a good day. And, thanks for closing the net. Well, everybody, that's a net. We had an IO from John on Tomato Island, K9JEB, and that's the net. The end. I would like to thank everyone for joining me today. It would not have been much of a net without you, and I appreciate all that you had to share. And your support is greatly appreciated. For more information about the Puget Sound Repeater Group, please check out psrg.org. That's psrg.org. And don't forget about the 9 p.m. net tonight with Paul, K7TJP, Paul in Tacoma. And, thanks, everybody. This is Rebecca, KK7IJZ. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe out there.
Was it M3NTV, David, and 7WAF?
Yeah, M3NTV, Dave, here in Mobridge. Good afternoon.
That doesn't look terribly bad. You know, just replace a section and toss her back up and straighten out the elements, and you're back in business, right?
Actually, I think I got two sections that have to be replaced. It looks like it actually, like where the towers coupled together, it looks like it literally bent up, broke off there, but I really haven't gone up to look yet, so I'm looking at two sections to replace, and if I get the elements straightened out, then we'll be back on the air. So it's today was a little bit chilly. I don't want to dismantle anything right now. There's too much snow on the ground. If we lose anything, it's going to be lost in the snowpack. So we're aiming for tomorrow to work on it. And I really haven't looked where the guy wires are, because a couple of people think my guy wires, failed. I have to really take a close look tomorrow. So I have to do some heavier guy wires, but I had pictures of, I sent to the weather service and said, I don't know if it was wind or whether we had a small tornado come through. I mean, if it was an F1, it could have done the damage, because it looks like actually the antennas were actually, looks like pulled up out of the tower and fell down, and the tower fell down. It looks like it popped out. So I know weather service didn't respond, so I figured they're just looking at straight line winds. But no damage to the house, so it's just tower. And the wife knew I was upset.
So she said, we've got to get your stuff back in the air because she knows this is my passion. So we'll see what happens. I said, tomorrow will be day one of cleanup and, you know, see what really happened.
Yeah. Hey, the most important part is the rotor is still in one piece. But it does, now that I'm looking at it again, it does look like that top section, like a foot or two above the gutter, it looks like it might have a little kink in it. I don't know if it's optical illusion, but, yeah. So, yeah, maybe two sections. You know, just bust out the welder and get some couplers and you're golden. Hi.
Yeah, the one section above the gutter, that's the one piece I was expecting back, and the one that's where it's bent over, that one, the next one up, that's the, there are two I was expecting to replace. So it's how I want the DX Engineering side of price for the tower. So actually, it's cheaper than I thought. I can't complain because all the tower I have when I was living down south in Martin, which is almost near the Nebraska line, I went through town looking at towers. I knock on doors, and everyone was switching, and still had TV antennas. So I was talking to people, said, you want your tower? They said, no, if I take it down, can I have it? So everything I have is recycled towers from another town. So I really can't complain. I've been on the air with, secondhand towers all this time. So it's, I was a little upset Thursday night, but it's just going to take time. So I won't say I have plenty of time, but. And my wife's my ground crew, so I just got to talk to the ham club down in the pier, because I gave them my gin pole, so just tell them, hey, come down, borrow my gin pole, see what happens.
Yeah, definitely got lucky, and it looks like no other structure, no fence, anything is got wounded in that situation. Anyways. I just wanted to say good luck, and that was a great sunset there. Hopefully it will be an easy repair for you. 7-3, November 7, Whiskey, Alpha Alpha.
It's going to be, I won't say easy, but it'll be more time consuming than anything else. Just getting that where the two towers broke apart. I have to get there and see what's holding together. I do have a saw I can take up there, and it'll cut through it, so. Just make sure I tie everything together so it doesn't fall down. But, yeah, rotator's still in good shape. I actually bought a new one already before this happened. I was going to change them out. So the ideal time for me to put the new rotor up. So catch you later. N3NTV, Dave in Mobridge, South Dakota. I'm switching back to the new drop-in conference server.
Rebecca, KK7IJZ. This is Kilo Foxtrot 7 Alpha Zulu Victor. Are you still there? KV7IOG, clear.
It's Kilo Romeo 4, Juliet Romeo Zulu, same thing.
Kilo Mike 7, Echo Hotel Quebec, I read you fine.